We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and what fun it is to be back. Over the next 10 weeks, I can promise you fun and laughter, though not during this program, of course. So please welcome Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor on my right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left. We're going to start the new series with a game we haven't played for quite a while. It's called Predictions for 1981. And I shall want the teams to give me their predictions for 1981. And we'll start with Tim Brooke Taylor.
The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are going to make an official visit to Norway to look for locations for Maelstrom. That's what's going to happen in 1981, about June the 4th, 5:30.
When?
5:30. I can't be more specific than
It'll
that.
It'll be called Royal Maelstrom, which is a Norwegian postal service.
Barry.
Norman St. John Stavis will come out of the cabinet.
A number of people will say, what a pity George Raft died last year. And possibly in April, others will reply, and Mae West. For that matter.
Graham.
Well, the mists are beginning to clear. I see that gas will go up by 25% and the SDP will form. The two are not unconnected, I feel. Yes.
Arthur Scargill will probably resign as the president of the NUM to become the new Bishop of Durham.
Well, in August, if spared, I shall be 44. Cries of surely not, you bearded lovely from females in the audience, but no.
Amazingly, petrol will reach £1 a gallon. That's hard to believe, I know, but...
Well, I've got a feeling we gave you the wrong year, but still, this is the point where I choose the profession for which our teams will provide appropriate guests, late arrivals, in fact, at their ball. And I've chosen dancers. Late arrivals at the end of the programme, please, for the dancers' ball.
Oh, good.
Dancers.
Thought you'd like that. Now we're going to play the game called Good News, Bad News. Someone whom I'm about to nominate will start with some good news, and the next person will give us the corresponding bad news, and then the next person after that will give us the good news, and the person after that will give us the bad... and so on. Until I press the buzzer. And we'll start with you, Graham Garden.
Starting with good news, right. Good news. The BBC have started production on another series of Maelstrom.
Bad news, they're going to show it on television.
The good news, they're keeping the same plot as it was hardly used the first time.
So that's who watched it.
Bad news, it'll be dubbed into the original Norwegian.
The good news is then we might be able to understand it.
Bad news is that then we might be able to understand it.
What do we want now? Some good news?
I think we need some desperately.
BBC are cutting the licence fee.
Bad news, the Norwegian fishing licence fee.
The good news is the programme will be on 3 times a week. And they're calling it Wotan.
Bad news. Bruce Forsyth is going to be on 3 times a week. It's going to be called Wigon. That was the voice of Barry Cryer.
No.
David Hockney's doing a portrait show 3 times a week called Paint Your Wogan. The BBC have also brought a series on the Japanese whaling industry, which we call Shogun.
3 times a week.
3 times a week.
And back now to the good news. The BBC are going to be showing Star Wars 3 times a week, and they're calling it Reagan. Wow.
I think we've just got time for another round of that. We'll start with you, Tim.
Good news. Madame Tussauds are melting down Bernard Manning.
The bad news, but only the waxwork.
Good news, they're using the assembled wax to make the cast of Dynasty.
Bad news is they're putting a wick in Joan Collins' head.
Good news. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I always press the buzzer when Tim starts to sing. Time for another one now.
Oh.
Barry, start off.
Good news. James Burke.
Oh, God.
No, I should have stopped there. James. James Burke is doing a new series called We Are What We See.
The bad news is he is what he looks.
The good news is he's changing his name.
Bad news to Doris Burke.
But he'll be appearing with Edward de Bono.
What?
In a show called The Wee Doc and Doris.
3 times a week.
3 times a week. After meals.
Maelstrom 3.
Bad news, Henry Kelly won't be in it.
Bad news?
The good news is he'll be playing the wick in Joan Collins' head.
Good news, happy birthday to you.
Those of you in the studio here, they're probably not those at home, might like to know the score. In this round, the aim is... This is a round called Straight Face, and the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panelist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. Remaining three continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and to that one I award a large number of marks. And we'll start with you, Graham Garden.
Maelstrom.
What?
Cute.
Oligarchy.
Treadmill.
Plump.
How do you spell that?
P.L. Ump.
Maelstrom 3.
How's the titter?
Nothing funny about that.
So, Tim, you drop out of that and we continue with you, Barry.
Clamp.
Plod.
Everglade.
Violence.
Oh, what?
Tim's out now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it should have been Barry's turn.
I'm over here.
Wisteria.
Thesaurus.
Roger. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Don't we all good for a laugh, Roger. Roger the Loger, they all know the joke.
It's down now to Barry and Willie. And Barry, you've got an awful lot to do. Like, start.
Thesaurus.
We've had thesaurus.
I thought we had Roger. I must stop nodding off. Wait a minute.
Oh, that's what it was.
Splint.
Belt.
Clasp.
Door.
Knob.
Ankle.
Gasp.
God, you're good at not making people laugh.
Years of experience will out.
And self-taught. I got
this. Yes.
Right, let's speed it up a bit.
Chair.
Table.
Desk.
Pen.
Microphone.
Quill.
Glass.
Boot.
Hat.
Lace.
Paper. Daisy.
Teeth. Quicker, quicker.
Sill.
Audience.
That means Barry Cryer is the winner. Barry Cryer is the winner. And we can go on to the next game, which is singing relay. Teams will attempt to sing a song by each singing alternate words and must do so in a time limit of 7 hours. We'll start with you, Tim and Willie, and your song is Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers.
Could you just say that again?
Give us a hint of the tune.
No, I couldn't say it again. Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers.
Sister
Susie's
sewing
shirts
for
soldiers.
Such skill
at
sewing
shirts
are
shy
young
sister
Susie
shows.
Some soldiers
send
epistles.
Say,
let's
sooner
sleep
in
thistles
than
the
saucy
soft
short
shirt
for
soldiers.
Sister
Susie
shows.
I'm going to give you 14 marks for that.
Thank you.
And now, Graham and Barry, your song is Tico, Tico, Tico.
Yes.
Oh, Tico, Tico, tick. Oh, Tico,
Tico,
talk. It's Tico,
Tico.
He's the cuckoo clock. And when says... Oh, he says...
Maelstrom, Maelstrom.
Cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's Tico
time
for all the
lovers
in the block. I've got a heavy date,
a
tete-a-tete
at
8.
So
speak,
oh,
Tico,
tell
me,
is
it getting
late?
If I'm
on time,
cuckoo,
but
if I'm
late,
woo-hoo,
the
one
my
heart
has
gone to
may
not
want
to
wait.
For just
a birdie
and a birdie
who can
turn away.
All
in the affairs of the heart,
I don't
know.
Well, after that performance, you won't need me to tell you who was the winner of that round.
We're sharing one copy. Is that any point?
Barry and Graham. Now, we're going to come to the relatively serious part of the programme now and play Mornington Crescent. And teams, we're playing this morning, this evening, today.
1981.
Evenington Crescent.
Teams, we're going to play Lippmann's Rules for this round. You're all clear on that, Lippmann's Rules. And... I think we'll start with you, Graham.
Ooh, a good Lippmann opening then is Hornchurch.
I suppose it has to be Hans Crescent.
Whitehall.
You obviously haven't played it.
No, but I can... Oh, Lord.
No, you've left the loop open. You've left the loop.
I know. Oh, Brompton Road.
Fairlop.
Pardon?
Fairlop.
Fairlop.
Fairlop?
Central Line.
You made that up. You spell that?
I just...
A bad time with plump. Can you spell
what was it? F-A-I-R, lop. Fair lop. It's on the central line, just near Barkingside.
Never.
It's
wonderful.
Got a diary with
the
Barkingside.
I've got a
diary.
A tube map.
It's the Norwegian word for fishing industry. Fair lop.
That's a Norwegian word for fair lop.
Listeners in the Outer Hebrides who won't have the A to Z handy.
No.
I mean,
those of you driving on the M1, please don't look in your diaries at the moment. See?
The other fair side lop. Of Barkingside. Graham says.
Yeah, or this side, depending on which side you are. But it, no, but it's allowed in...
Fair lop.
Actually, I can allow that.
Yes.
Oh.
Of course you can allow
I checked
it.
On it, and I can allow that. So, Graham?
Yeah, but it's following it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no fault. You can't go after that.
Under Lippmann. There's no way out of that,
no.
Is there?
No, there isn't.
You could...
That day was Whitehall.
Wait a minute.
No, but Whitehall started it, and that was my fault.
I reckon that's stump, isn't it?
Just a minute, let me just... You're absolutely right, there isn't a way out.
Yep.
So,
closed the lift.
This is a funny thing, that in all these years, this is the very first time that this has happened. And I'm going to have to check on this, teams. So I think the best thing to do to get a hurry along with the programme is for us to scrub round that round and start another one.
Okay.
You agree?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
If anybody's listening who can see a way out of Fairlop...
Well, I've no doubt...
Barking side, preferably.
I've No doubt at all we should get a lot of letters about that. Yeah. So anyway, we'll start with you, Willie Rushton, then.
I can't even start now.
Well, there is, yes, there is a way of starting.
Fairlop.
Oh! Excellent. Totally Lippmann.
Right, well, Teepens, I'll tell you what, we'll have to forget this round of Mornington Crescent.
But was the second one Lippmann as well?
I'll check before next time and see how we can get out of this.
If it wasn't,
it hasn't happened before, and I must apologise to the audience for that. It hasn't happened before, and I hope it won't happen again. Appropriately enough, we go on to a game called Paranoia. And in this game, Team A decides that there's something wrong with Team B, and Team B have to guess what is wrong with themselves by asking questions. Team A then reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction, and the aim is to make the members of Team B paranoid and to leave the studio twitching. Graham and Barry's affliction is now going to go up on our audience computer.
Floppy disk.
And here's...
Fair loppy disks.
Meanwhile,
loppy.
Here's the mystery voice to tell you, listening at home.
Graham and Barry think they are leaking. Graham and Barry think they are leaking.
Right, we now all of us know Graham and Barry's affliction, and they have to discover what it is.
Has it got anything to do with Fairlop or Maelstrom? Get that out of the way.
We haven't heard that, have we?
No.
No.
Mum is the word.
Your secret is safe with us.
Something to do with deodorant. Has it got a physical connotation?
It can do. The physical connotation... Oh, look at that nasty...
Stain on the carpet.
Stain on the carpet.
Is it something to do with being unprepossessing?
What's unprepossessing?
Are we?
And be very careful, because Mother Thatcher could hit you with the full majesty of her law.
Do we think we're a specific person?
No, I wouldn't mention names if I was you.
No.
It's something to do with security, isn't it?
Ah.
In both meanings of the word.
Are we moles? Are we moles?
What a charming thought.
Yes, you're trying to be.
Yes.
That's in the other sense. In the physical sense, there is still a large stain getting bigger on, on the carpet.
Adrian, Mel.
No. Are we leaking?
Yes.
Welsh web.
Technically, the answer is you think you're leaking, which is rather worse. Now, Tim and Willie's affliction is now going up on the board, and here it is for you at home through the mystery voice.
Tim and Willie think they are the Bishop of Durham. Tim and Willie think they are the Bishop of Durham.
You have to guess what it says.
All set? This right. Start.
Well, the audience will answer it must be dirty, isn't it?
Start questioning Tim and Willie.
Do we think we're some other people than ourselves?
People who hate each other.
Well, I think we can, yes.
Well, no, not literally.
Another person, put it that way.
Another person. We think we're one person, do we?
Have we Lithuanian blood?
Oh, that's all a matter of belief.
I thought it might be Leon Britton. Well, that's Transylvanian, and that's Nigel Lawson.
Leon Britton is Maelstrom.
Hurry it along, please.
We think we're the Pope.
Could be.
Well,
no, very
no,
unlikely.
No.
Bishop of Durham.
Bizarre.
Well done. We've got a new game now. Not interesting, but new. It's called Longer and Longer. I shall want the teams to tell a story, each team taking two sentences at a time. Each time a team takes over, it must include a word that's longer than any words used before. Team members can challenge any word. And I'll award points to anyone who can tell me how to end the game. So we're going to start with you now. This is going to be a very crucial one to score this. So we'll start with you, Tim.
There was a cat that sat on a mat. It was a fat cat.
The cat's name was Kate. Kate, the cat, loved her mat. Kate.
Kate liked to skate on the mat. Stupid cat.
That wasn't a sentence.
Was?
No Kate. Verb. Graham? No verb, I'm sorry. And I'm on your side.
Graham, yes. We've laboriously got as far as two syllables.
Kate the cat found a rink catering for skating cats. There, Kate the cat skated. Stupid cat. Semicolon.
Catering semicolon, was the big one, wasn't it?
Kate the cat, the skating cat, skated existentially. And was also fairly anti-disestablishmentarian. Ism in her views.
Doesn't make sense.
A bit of a one-off was Kate the cat, who liked, in her tea break, to listen to Julie Andrews singing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And also enjoyed Max Bygrave singing Gilly Gilly Ossenfeller Max Bygrave on the stage. Because of the mention of cats in the title. And Andrew Lloyd Webber doesn't count as a word. Or for much else, in my view.
Great seeing him on Spitting Image live, wasn't it?
Graham, come along.
Well,
you know you were asking how to finish this, Humph. I just pressed the button.
I thought of a really good
way.
I'm
waiting for a white flag to go up.
I think Graham's out. I think I was cheating.
He capitulated, yes. Yeah. Do you want to have a...
Yep.
Right.
Good luck, Big Tim.
Kate the cat was a fat cat.
Okay,
enjoyed
so
catering and skating. And Kate the cat was an intelligent linguistic cat because she knew the German word for this, which was Ober einen Abendstaben Gesellstück unter Bergen angenehm Freude Lichtstein Gesellschaft.
That was the whole front row of the James Last Orchestra.
I think we'll give the game to Tim.
Yeah. He deserves it.
Now, we come to the point where I sit back and listen to the teams announcing the late arrivals for the dancers' ball.
Who's going to say grace? Oh, Bishop Tutu.
This must be a coming-out ball, as everyone seems to be enjoying the gay Gordons. Yes, Mr. Glyde is getting very friendly, the very pallid Glyde.
With the gay Gordons, Sir Roger de Coverley and a dashing white sergeant. And his fan, Dango.
Sparing the presence of your delicious topless assistant there, Humphrey. There are a couple of beauties with their knighted Chinese son, Sir Li Ping Beauty. They've brought their ram, Bert, who will be more successful, but he's a ball shy.
And Lars... all the way from Norway.
Oh, yes. It's going to be Lars Volst.
And they're male Strom. Yes.
And not only that, but Mr. and Mrs. Crackersweet and their son Knut Crackersweet.
Who's a father of two, or as the French say, papa de deux.
Oh, yes, and there's Charleston Heston.
From Cambridge, May Balls. a relation to Claude, you brought up last year.
Oh, yes.
I remember. Yes, I just thought I'd mention it again.
You please get to attention for General Xerxes Quentin Smee, better known as General Excuse Smee. Is that Beth hobbling towards us? She must be injured.
Yes, just look at the lame Beth walk.
Oh. And here's Anna Pavlov and her reacting dogs. Later we'll be watching her St. Bernard waltz.
And why don't you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Twistagain and their son Les Twistagain. And his friend Tristan Shout.
Welsh party who are here for cum dancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, all good things have to come to an end. And so does this program. So from all of us, until next time, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.